This podcast deals with disturbing subject matter. Listener discretion and headphones are advised.
It's time to open the door to your mind, Sit back and listen to true horror. But be careful of what you allow in. Because it's time to go through the fog.
This week's story is The Midnight Game, posted by an unknown user to the Creepypasta Wiki and narrated by Willow the Schizo. Additional story elements written by Dark Hero. It's noon, and I'm sitting on a bench in the middle of a park. A light drizzle of cold rain stings my skin with each droplet. It's been a week since my brother died, and only a few days since his funeral. We weren't close. We haven't been in a long time. Yet his passing left a hole inside of me. His death left us with so many questions, but the biggest mystery is how he actually died. After a few complaints from other tenants, the landlord of his apartment complex came in and he found the corpse of my brother, laying on his bedroom floor. He was curled up into a ball on top of a drying pool of his own blood. His face was completely smashed in. The police came and saw no signs of a struggle or anything that would point to foul play. And the coroner's autopsy told my family that there were no traces of drugs in his system either. With my brother's lone lifestyle and history of mental illness, everything concluded that his death was merely a suicide. A young man just got upset enough to repeatedly smash his face into his laminate flooring until there was nothing left. It was rough. I fought back tears as I placed my hand on his closed casket at the wake, and that's when I got a message. It was from an unknown number telling me simply to meet them here at this park at a certain time. As the memory of my brother's face began to flash in my mind, I felt a tap on my right shoulder. I looked up to a man around my age dressed in a dark blue raincoat. He sat beside me and said,
"Your brother's death wasn't a suicide."
My heart ached, and I asked him what he meant, and that's when he handed me a cassette.
"I didn't know much about your brother. We talked every now and then online and met up every once in a while."
The man took a deep breath and exhaled, white wisps forming in front of his face.
"I can't fully explain everything that happened. All I know is that your brother was playing a dangerous game, and he lost."
Before I could ask him anything else, the man got up and began to walk off, leaving me with one more thing.
"Listen to the tape. It all started with that. Maybe if you hear it, you'll get a grasp of what happened. Maybe if you play, you can find some answers."
I sat alone on that park bench for a long time, until finally rushing home to find something to play the cassette. The man's words repeated in my head as my memory of my brother's closed casket began to creep out from the back of my mind. I found an old cassette player, a relic from the past, and placed the tape inside and pressed play.
Midnight Game. The Midnight Game is an old pagan ritual, used mainly as punishment for those who have broken the laws of the pagan religion in question. While it was mainly used as a scare tactic to not disobey the gods, there is still a very existent chance of death to those who play the Midnight Game. There is an even higher chance of permanent mental scarring. It is highly recommended that you do not play this Midnight Game. However, for those few thrill-seekers searching for a rush, or for those delving into obscure occult rituals, these are simple instructions on how to play. do so at your own risk. It must be exactly 12 a.m. when you begin performing the ritual. Otherwise, it will not work. You will need a candle, a piece of paper, a writing implement, matches or a lighter, salt, a wooden door, and at least one drop of your own blood. If you are playing with multiple people, they will need their own of the aforementioned materials, and they will have to perform the steps below accordingly. Write your full name, first, middle, and last, on the piece of paper. Put at least one drop of blood on the paper. Allow it to soak into the paper. Turn off all of the lights in the place you are doing this. Go to your wooden door and place the paper with your name on it in front of the door. Now, take out the candle and light it. Place it on top of the paper. Knock on the door 22 times. The hour must be 12 a.m. upon the final knock. Then, upon the door, blow out the candle and close the door. You have just allowed the Midnight Man to enter your house. Immediately relight your candle. This is where the game begins. You must now lurk around your now completely dark house with the light candle in your hand. Your goal is to avoid the Midnight Man at all costs until 3:33 a.m. Should your candle ever go out, that means the Midnight Man is near you. You must relight your candle in the next 10 seconds. If you are not successful in doing this, you must then immediately surround yourself with a circle of salt. If you are unsuccessful in both of your actions, the Midnight Man will create a hallucination of your greatest fear and rip out your organs one by one. You will feel it, but you will be unable to react. If you are successful in creating the circle of salt, you must remain in there until 3:33 a.m. If you are successful in relighting your candle, you may proceed with the game. You must continue to 3:33 a.m. without being attacked by the Midnight Man or being trapped inside the circle of salt to win the midnight game. The Midnight Man will leave your house at 3:33 a.m. and you will be safe to proceed with your morning. Addition, indications that you are near the Midnight Man will include sudden drop in temperature, seeing a pure black humanoid figure through the darkness, and hearing very soft whispering coming from an indiscernible source. If you experience any of these, it is advised that you leave the area to avoid the Midnight Man. Do not turn on any of the lights during the midnight game. Do not use a flashlight during the midnight game. Do not go to sleep during the midnight game. Do not attempt to use another person's blood on your name. Do not use a lighter as a substitute for a candle. It will not work. And definitely do not attempt to provoke the Midnight Man in any way. Even when the game is over, he will always be watching you. Good luck. You're going to need it.
Through the Fog is recorded and edited by Intro and outro by Katie Kemp. For more stories, go to www.throughthefog.org. We'll be back in 2 weeks, so keep your eyes on the fog.